Up the regular meeting of the Court of Sauk Use Law. It's Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, 7 p.m. All commissioners are present. Craig Zalesi is on Zoom. We do have public comment. We have this is the time for public comment. So, Kelly, do you have a...
We have Michael Ellen that came into the meeting. Did you want to make any comments, Michael?
No, I'm just here to observe.
Okay, so we have no public comments then.
Okay, there will be no public comments.
Okay.
Can I have approval of the agenda by consent?
Yep.
I agree.
No problems.
No problems. It is approved by consent. Approval of the minutes by consent. Any problems with the 2/15/23 meeting minutes?
February 15th? With them. Looks good.
Any problems with the minutes? Okay, they're approved by consent. Financials, I will turn over to Kelly. And
all right, let's take a look.
Checks printed were $144,092.73. Campground occupancy was down 2% from last year. Mortgage was down 6%, which was the same as last month. And then I had already mentioned previously that the bank is now going to pay 3.75% on our MMDA and our capital reserve that I found out today.
I love it.
Is that in writing?
I haven't gotten it from them yet because I haven't heard from her yet.
Now, did they actually call you or did you call them?
I called Jim earlier today, and then he called me back and said that Diane approved to pay us 3.75%.
He knew you were shopping, so he called you back.
And then I said, well, she's still going to give me the CD information, and he said yes.
Good.
But I just didn't get it back from her yet.
Now, which bank is that?
Umpqua.
Okay.
You might just as... Just say 3.75 is appreciated, but 5% would be better, and that's what the other banks.
You're whittling.
Like Mike said, we can call Banner. We can move that money.
Oh, yeah. We can do an RFP on our banking and, get.
When's the last time you ever did that?
Several years ago.
A couple of years ago.
Oh, it's been more than a couple.
Maybe it has been.
Yeah, is that when?
Well, it's probably been like four or five.
Yeah, but it's been more than two.
Because we moved from Banner Bank to Umpqua.
It's funny.
We wanted out of our bank.
Well, we lost our contacts.
I'm taking it. Left my phone.
Okay. we did have a work session.
Are we still on the financial?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
I want to ask a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't need an answer tonight because I don't. But I didn't pay attention to this, but on the profit and loss budget versus actual, in July, we have a credit to debt service. Other $11,600. In the next couple of days, could you just let me know? Send me an email and just tell me what that's about.
What page are you on there?
Page 2 of 3.
Thank you.
Page 2 of 3.
First of all, it's an unbudgeted item, and it's a credit to debt service other, and I'd just like to know what that is.
I'm thinking it might have to do with an audit entry because of selling the property, but I'm not positive, so I want to be positive before I say anything.
Okay, but we shouldn't have any audit entries in our new year. Those should be prior period adjustments.
It should be in June.
So I just want to, would you just double check and see what that is?
Yes.
Is that $11,600 you're looking at, Mike?
Yeah, it's a credit.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if that was an audit adjustment because it actually came in on July of 22.
Yeah, but that's fine and dandy. But that adjustment is not for this year. That's for last year.
It should be for June.
It should be for June. It should not be in July.
Oh.
If that's what it is.
I
just want
to... I'll just double check.
Yeah, just check and see.
Okay.
I just realized we do have $300,000 budgeted for the Spoils Pit campground.
Okay.
I mean,
but we don't.
Everybody knew that. No, but I mean,
that's good. Well, you definitely have the money to do the improvement once we get rid of the dirt. Which
we've got to debate on just what those improvements are going to be.
When have you heard any more from the Nature Conservancy as to when they're going to be?
It'll be sometime after roadie days.
Oh, after roadie days. That's right. They're going to take all the sand that we want to give them.
Some of the sand, not all of it.
Well, no, all that we want to give them.
I just, I'm at
I know, we got to give you your, you got to give me, you your view,
I want my lift. I want my lift. I want that 5-foot lift. I know what kind of a view that's going to give those
Do you want 5-foot compacted or fluff?
Good question, Gary. We don't want to see you, we don't want to see you sink.
Number two.
I don't think it's time and place to discuss future dredge spoil sites.
Okay.
We will have that discussion.
Okay, at another
meeting.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to get some things clarified. I agree, Mr. Newman.
With that being said, we have a short meeting.
Did we do approval of the...
if you need a motion, I move we approve the financials.
Well, we do that by consent.
Or we do it by unanimous consent.
I think we can do it by unanimous consent, but Mike, are you done discussing?
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly, do you have anything more to add on the financials?
No.
I have nothing.
And I'd like to add something to the agenda to discuss the budget committee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's a problem with
okay.
that.
Okay, because we've had all the applicants have turned in their applications.
It's tab number 4.
I didn't know if the commission wanted to do personal interviews, or are you fine with staff recommendation, or how do you want to go about approving?
Did you email me a list of names that we've got?
They're on tab 4, Bill.
Tab 4. It's already on tab 4. Then you don't have to.
Got a copy of each one of the applications.
How many do we need?
We need 4.
Oh, okay.
We've got 5 applicants. And the only comment I would make is one of the applicants, Robert Karp, is a really good guy. And he's also a city councilor.
He's really
and if he is, if he's on the budget committee, and Bill and I are there also, that creates a quorum of the city council and creates a public meeting issue for the city.
So you have to stay away, or I don't
well,
stay away.
Well, or we don't. We have,
I don't want to do it that way. I'm going to put my 2 cents worth in. I don't want to. I don't want to bring someone on for someone to get off. No, I don't want to.
That isn't.
It's not right. We have court commissioners that. I mean, from my perspective, it's not appropriate.
Okay.
We're losing the expertise of 2 court commissioners that have been here for a while, and that's how I look at it.
Well,
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just how I.
Well, the only thing I would say is that. That would be the only issue with Robert Karp if we put him on there. We have, if we don't put Robert Karp on, you have enough to fill the budget committee.
And we just need to have a quorum, otherwise we can't conduct business.
Sure.
So, and I can explain it to Robert, because since I corralled him to sign up, I now explain how I, occasionally I make a mistake because I can't count heads. And I'll use my stroke as an excuse, because I'm using that for a lot of things.
So we have Carol Colton, who apparently is a Reedsport
high school
teacher.
Are we deciding on these
no,
now?
No, we're just talking about
them. Whether we want to pitch them.
But we have Carol Colton, just as a summary. Some guy named John Murphy wants to be on our committee.
Oh, that's not that him on. And Easy Ed's already on. Right?
Janet Hansen. And the 4th person, and then
Lynette Wickstrom.
I know Lynette. 6 people.
Well, apparently, we have 6.
Yeah.
And Gavin next.
Okay.
Gavin is our camp host. At the time when he applied, we had like 1 or 2 applications, and I don't know if that would be a conflict. You know, he is compensated by the port as far as campsite.
You guys think that represents a conflict of interest? David and I were talking
well,
about
we
that.
Well, we have 4. We only need 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can have 4. We have 6 applicants. So we could have 4 people without having Robert or Gavin.
Okay.
That's assuming the rest of us agree with
that's
that.
That's true. That's true. Well, I was talking in generalities.
Yeah, okay. No, and me too.
I don't have any objection, but I think we need to avoid even the hint of a conflict by a paid a contract employee shouldn't be on the budget committee.
Well, if that's the case, there's only four people left, so.
Yep. That's kind of what I was
asking. Let's just move on. I don't, I'm not interested, myself, I'm not interested in interviewing them, no. I'm not.
Nor am I.
I
would be fine with the four that we're, I think the four that we're talking about, excluding Robert Karp and excluding Gavin Nix.
Well, I know Carol Colton, I know her personally, she'd be a great asset.
She lives over by you, too.
Yeah, a great asset. Yeah. She's works at Reedsport School District. The only one I'm not familiar with is Jeanette Hansen. And
Jeanette lives here. She lives at the condos.
She lives in the tall,
regular
four-story condo.
They're full-time large customers.
Seems like a pretty sharp lady,
she's
actually.
She's pretty involved.
She's a Reedsport teacher?
No.
Oh.
She's involved with her condo association, and she's, you know, involved with...
And I've had a number of conversations with her concerning their management issues. She seems to be pretty aware. So,
well, if we're making decisions, yeah, there, you got four out of the six there that you should appoint.
Okay. So you just want to read the names on just so it's in on record.
But yeah, let's go on record.
Names.
We reviewed the application for Carol Colton, John Murphy, Jeanette Hansen,
and
Lynette Wickstrom, and we've accepted those four applications to the budget committee. Fair enough?
I would make a motion that we accept those just for formality.
Okay, and I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
Done deal. That was easy.
Good.
I'm shocked we had that many applicants. Years past, we haven't had any.
It wasn't until right at the end, it seemed like.
We've been out beating the bushes for you, Terry.
Yeah, it took a lot to, you know.
Terry, do you know how many Bill Bears Bill had to give to get his names?
Yeah. I'm way behind on Bill Bears Bill. I could drink myself into oblivion.
Do you know what Bill Bears are? Bill, side note, but Bill, he owns a piece of property.
On Maple Street.
On Maple Street.
50 feet from the Beachcomber.
Yeah, and there's a little parking spot in the back. The Beachcomber uses those parking spots, and Bill gets so many beers a month.
Yeah, I get I get a beer for each parking spot, and they've got a tab on their register that says Bill Beers. But I'm way behind.
You better raise it.
Okay, let's go ahead and head on down to the Comer here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that seems to be one issue you shouldn't have to worry about then.
Good.
And you'll go ahead and notify him. Okay. Real good. Thank you, David, for that. That being said, do we have any other issues?
One other thing. I know last year we talked about evaluating the campground and mortgage rates. We kind of put it off because the fishing season, and we were kind of coming out of COVID. It was our first year with the pull-through, so I don't know if we want to put that on our next agenda to discuss campground rates, see if we want to adjust them.
You know what I want? You bring it to us and tell us what you want.
Okay.
After doing a thorough evaluation.
I wouldn't have the faintest idea. You do your part of it, bring it to us and say, look, this is what we've done.
Okay.
We checked it out. We'd really like to do it. That's what I prefer, Dave.
Okay.
I agree.
I just wanted to make sure you guys were okay with this putting it on the agenda.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
We won't have any fishing season to speak of next year, it sounds like.
Really?
Are they going to... put the kiboshing in?
Well, what they've done so far, they've shut down Chinook season in the ocean till the 15th of May. So it's shut down right now.
It's dead then.
After May, I guess, they're going to decide, and it just by rumor from what I've heard, it doesn't sound good that they're probably not going to have a... I mean, I don't even want to say that, but it's not sounding good for Chinook season in the ocean.
Typically, that ocean season will start April.
Okay.
And am I correct?
Yeah, I know
April,
the commercials fished for early in the spring, I think.
Yeah.
And but the recreational guys generally don't start till June or July, sometime in.
So on May 15th, they're going to look at the commercial and.
Yeah, and they'll decide whether we're going to get any Chinook here or not. Nobody has said anything about the river.
Not a word about the river.
We haven't.
I thought they were going to open the coho wide open.
Coho in the ocean. I think they're going to have a selective season. I don't know the numbers that they're going to allow yet, but okay. You know, this is nothing is
okay.
Set in stone
in the air, huh?
You know, I got
so it could be a tough fishing season this year.
I got a report of the report I had. The fish he caught, they send in the tags on the fish, mm-hmm. and they come back and tell you where those fish come from. And it was astounding. Sixes River had a lot of fish that contributed. Of course, the Columbia River, the Sacramento. It was real, and there was like, it wasn't just those three or four, it was like six or eight rivers, and it all were caught out front out here by the commercial.
Did they identify whether hatchery or native?
No, this is just Chinook.
Okay, but they...
I think they would have to be.
I think the problem's stemming from the Klamath and the Sacramento this year.
Yeah. You know, I don't know
that... Because Rogue at Lost,
water level
Lost Creek has... They put Chinook back in the river, the Rogue River, and I wonder if they
had and there was fish on that report from that.
Okay, all right.
So I would like to, I'll bring that report the next meeting. I'll give it to David. It was pretty interesting.
I'm not sure. But
they didn't close California.
For some reason, we seem to be the last to find out on any of this. I guess you know.
More the support. More the
just like what we were saying, Dave. John and I are talking, they wait till you buy your license, then say, oh, by the way, there's not going to be any fishing season. So spend your money on the license.
That sounds like a conspiracy, mm-hmm. Terry, but I think you might be right.
We're still hoping there's no doubt. The best, but you know, there's no guarantees on anything
that might,
as far as fishing goes.
Do you think that would affect our campground?
Didn't last year, did it?
No, it didn't affect the campground. It may affect the moorage. We were down a little bit in
I have a question. Can we talk about the scheduling that we talked about in the work session in the meeting we're having right now?
I think so, as long as no one has any objections to it.
No.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
I just want to say that Bill and Dave, I'll keep you guys an email tomorrow, and we probably ought to get working on that project.
Okay. You want to work here, or do we have to work somewhere else?
What's that?
You want to work here, or in the conference room, or somewhere else?
Yeah, anywhere, that's fine. I just think that it's probably good that we maybe get a plan for next week.
Okay.
And start working on it.
Okay, I agree.
I'll touch base with you guys tomorrow, and we'll get something put together for next week.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments?
Nope.
Meeting's closed.
Find this. Good job, Terry.